Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of our day. My pleasure to bring our good friend Scott Arno back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Scott's a six-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the security advocate, vice president of Soho Solutions. He's an attorney with so many letters and numbers on the end of his name in terms of the cryptocurrency world, with his designations, his credentials, that he's almost in a class by himself, folks, in terms of his qualifications and capability. We're so fortunate to have him. Scott, welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, folks, we're going to give you a real quick tour, real quick report on something that's been going on. There's a Quadriga, there's an exchange, a Bitcoin cyber currency exchange called Quadriga that has had some controversy lately, where 140 million of Bitcoin value has disappeared. And this exchange was managing other people's, they were holding other people's Bitcoin for them. And all of a sudden, the guy's dead. The money can't be found. The Bitcoin can't be found. And there are a lot of people looking into this, Scott. You've been doing some checking on it yourself. And I wanted to bring it up for folks, even though this is a little esoteric for the average Main Street small business owner. They're going to start dealing with Bitcoin very soon. People are going to come to them if they haven't already. Some millennials are going to come up to them with their iPhone and say, "Hey, I want to pay you in crypto." And so this is going to start happening. So I've been trying to help my audience become familiar with cryptocurrency. You and I haven't talked about it much, but I have with other people. What do you think about this issue? And as you wrap up your report on it, let's quickly talk about, could this put a damper on the proliferation of cryptocurrency?
Well, you know, one issue you're running into in this sort of cryptocurrency world has been, to put it bluntly, widespread scams. Mm-hmm. There's already been some speculation that what's going on with Quadriga looks a little fishy. But part of what makes the underlying technology is, of course, blockchain. Cryptocurrency is right. One use of it that's right. Sort of sucking all the oxygen out of the room because, wow, cryptocurrency. And it's been in the news a great deal. I think you and I did once discuss the crazy run-up in Bitcoin where it shot up nearly $20,000.
Yeah, almost $20,000 for one Bitcoin. And then it's down to about three or four.
Later turned out in shocking fashion that there was some fraud behind that. Who would have guessed?
Mm-hmm.
And now the price is more down around, I think, like $3,400 a coin, which still is a lot more than the $27 it once was. That type of thing. But when you look at this is sort of one more example, effectively, where you say, oh, I guess this isn't the same as holding money in your hand. You and I were discussing off-air a little bit. There was an exchange a few years ago called Mt. Gox,
which out of Japan.
Supposedly got hacked. And yeah, it went belly up and took out hundreds of millions of dollars of basically investor value that just poof, disappeared. They claimed bankruptcy, and poof, it's gone. With this one, boy, there's some strange stuff that's been going on with Quadriga. It's been going on for months.
But one of the things, regardless of, because we don't know what's happened here, and we don't know what we're going to find out. But here's something we have to ask in the minute or so we got left. One of the reasons for cryptocurrency, the essence of blockchain is security. Mm-hmm. A capability, the traceability of the transaction, and it's supposed to be the future of trust. What's happening?
Well, problem is it's the future of trust, but because it's not a physical tender, there are tricks to try and sort of scam people out of the money. You send it to an exchange like a Quadriga, And it goes belly up because the founder dies and supposedly has an encrypted laptop that no one can get into. And mind you, there's already speculation that he might have faked his death, and I'm not kidding. It's using it effectively as a scam to disappear.
So
the
it does even. So even done. even if the coin is secure, if the owner is a scam artist, we're not saying he is, but if that were to happen, that's analog malfeasance, isn't it? That's just good old fashioned theft, isn't it?
There are a couple of analysts within the Bitcoin space who've already been looking at this and saying, hey, you know, the transactions don't really add up.
Right.
And supposedly for months before this, Quadriga was very slow about processing withdrawals, and it looked like it was literally operating like a Ponzi scheme, where until they
had enough deposits,
they weren't paying out withdrawals.
That's exactly what they
said. Really fishy.
Yeah, really fishy. So, folks, we're going to continue to report on this. And I encourage you to start reading about this, because one of these days, I'm telling you, in your lifetime, cryptocurrency will be part of your world at some level. Right back with Scott Arnold. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.